Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
BK has been itching to do this segment all day. You know how when somebody knows they have a good idea, he's like, ooh, Carrington, I got a topic for tomorrow. What is it, BK? I've got my bracket tips.
Nobody's doing that today.
I've figured out the NCAA tournament. Like, oh, really? Like, you cheer for Missouri. How have you figured out the NCAA tournament? But he said that he's got his tips, and he is going to help you win your office pool because, let's face it, Sally, the secretary, has been whooping your ass in the bracket pool for the last 4 years, and you're tired of it.
And she's just picking on mascots.
You're tired of it. You normally just pick with Kansas to have them advance far in the NCAA tournament. That's not a good strategy this year. That you need a new strategy. So BK is here to help you out with his bracket tips.
All right, let's start with the first one for you, C-Dot. I feel like people normally do this. We're going to give it anyways. Advance all your number one seeds to the Sweet 16.
Oh!
I know it didn't help you last year.
Pick the good teams in the tournament.
Yeah.
To advance in the NCAA tournament.
It's That's a big one.
Oh,
so
my
the number
goodness.
One
what
seeds,
a tip.
Just go ahead and their first two games, they're going to win. They're 71-1 in the first round. All right, looking at you, Virginia. 61-10 in the second round. It's a safe bet. Just go ahead and move them to the Sweet 16.
During the bracket selection show and they announced Virginia as a one seed, Greg Gumbel was like, and you know what happened last year. Virginia, you got to go to the Final Four so we never have the you know what happened last year. Because until you go to the Final Four, we will always bring up the fact of you lost to a 16 seed. And it wasn't like your best player was hurt and then they won on a last second jump shot.
Lost
no, you got
20.
Smoked by a 16 seed. Smoked. So you got to go to the Final Four.
The second tip for you. At least one of your number two seeds will not make it to the Sweet 16. They're losing in either the first or the second round. See, now we have experience with this.
Can I go ahead and tell you who that is? Tennessee.
Hey, that was my pick.
Tennessee's not winning. Tennessee is going to win the first game, maybe. And they're one mark it down. Tennessee is losing in the second round of the NCAA tournament. So it's the most obvious thing to see in this entire bracket.
In the last 20 years, all four of your number two seeds made it to the Sweet 16 just once. That was in 2009. Watch out for Tennessee. That was my pick in the second round. They match up against Cincinnati, potentially. If Tennessee has one weakness, it's they give up a ton of second chance points. Cincinnati, one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the country. That's a bad matchup for them. Tennessee would be my pick to not make it to the Sweet 16 among the two seeds. Third tip for you, C-Dot. Three seeds right around 500 in the second round over the last 8 years. So pick a three seed to lose in the second round.
Who you got? Take your pick.
If I'm going to look for one, tell LSU. Part of it is, you know, the whole off-court investigation thing.
They're obvious.
Part of it is that they're no good defensively. They can't shoot. So whether it's Belmont or Maryland, I think either team's capable of the upset.
Yeah,
that would
no,
be my
obvious.
Team to pick.
That's obvious that LSU.
Who you got?
LSU, no, that's
That
obvious.
Would be your team, too?
They're obvious.
All right.
SEC has definitely lost a little bit of its luster from the beginning of the season. A little bit of luster.
Fourth tip for you. This will be with the number four seeds. At least one of them going to lose in the first round. So pick somebody.
Oh, I know who that's going to be.
Number four seed has lost in the first round 8 of the last 11 years. I hate doing it, C-Dot. I think it's going to be different than the one that you're going to say.
Go ahead and let those nuts hang blood and pick Kansas.
It's K-State. They play slow. They're without arguably their best player. If a four seed's going to lose in the first round, I think K-State's the team that has the ingredients to
what
make it happen.
What kind of unity are you trying to promote on this show?
Hey, man, I'm trying to help people win. I got to get them that money that they're going to win whenever they win their bracket challenge. I can't let Sally win again. So we got to give them the real.
Sally been whooping y'all ass in the bracket buster
You don't actually
challenge.
Believe KU's going to lose in the first round, right?
No, I don't think they're going to lose. I'm hoping that they lose. The show we're going to do on Friday, if they lose in the first round, it's going to be great. It's going to
we'll
be a great show.
We'll be on the air while it happens Thursday.
Oh, yes. Yo, it's Thursday. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I forgot. Oh, my goodness. Me doing live play-by-play of Kansas losing in the first round of the NCAA tournament, we might break radio records here on the drive. We might break radio records. I'm guessing whatever Game 7 was of the World Series on 610 Sports Radio, I'm sure it did well. This might break it of me giving you live play-by-play of Kansas losing in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
C-Dot with basically the Jack Buck effect. The number five tip for you. You got to have at least one Cinderella story. Everybody knows this, but in 32 of the last 38 years, at least one team, C-Dot seeded sixth or lower, reached the Elite Eight. That means you got to have somebody getting there.
Can't have it all chalky.
My team to watch for you is once again Cincinnati. Even if you don't believe in Cincinnati the way that I do, go ahead and look at the South region. That's where you should have somebody coming out, because eight of the slowest teams in this bracket, eight of the 11 slowest teams in the entire NCAA tournament are in the South region. Slow games, most likely to produce upsets. Just look at what happened with Virginia a year ago. That's my bracket that I would pick if you don't believe in Cincinnati the way that I do. Who's your Cinderella, C-Dot? You got anybody yet? Doesn't have to be like a Belmont or something, but just a lower seed.
I like Nevada. I think Nevada's a good team. I think they're a little bit underseeded. Them or Buffalo. I'm kind of looking at that West region the same as you're looking at the South region.
Okay, all right. Then the last one that I've got for you. This is the upset special, the 12 seed. We all know you got to pick a 12 over a 5. It's the classic upset in the first round. 12 seeds have won at least one game 26 of the last 30 years. They've won two or more games 12 of the last 18 years. The 12 seed, in my opinion, to watch this year is Murray State. If there is a Kemba candidate in this tournament, it's Murray State's point guard, Ja Morant. He's probably a top five pick in next year's NBA draft. You're going to want to watch him. You're going to want to watch that game in general, because Marquette has a really good player as well that's going to be going pretty high in the NBA draft. So the upset special for me, the 12 seed, it would be Murray State. Who you got there?
I think that's the best individual matchup in round one of the NCAA tournament. I like Oregon in the first round over Wisconsin.
Get Wisconsin out of here.
That's the one I would probably pick. I can't wait for that Kansas State-Wisconsin game that's going to be 38-37.
That entire region's going to be tough to watch.
At the end of overtime.
So, your recap here. Advance your one seeds. There's going to be a number two seed that will not make it to the Sweet 16. The three seeds, you want to pick at least one of them to lose in the second round. A four seed's going to lose in the first round. Have yourself a Cinderella. And finally, make sure you get a 12 seed over a five. That is the way that you beat Sally and your NCAA tournament bracket challenge.
Gotta beat Sally this year. Gotta beat Sally. Sally's been whooping you guys for a long time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.